This is really embarrassing to say out loud. I can't even bear to admit it to myself, even when I'm all alone. There's no real reason for me to tell you at all. There's no reason for me to tell anyone. It doesn't do anything for me. It only makes me more vulnerable. Facing the truth of what you do to me only gives you more power. And I don't know if that's what I want to do tonight. Give you more power. Give you more of myself. Make myself even more helpless against the towering monolith of sexual dominance that is you. You do not need any more ammo, especially not against me, the person most at your mercy. But I'm going to tell you anyways, for no other reason than that I just need you to know. I want you to know. So much of my life's pleasure is in expressing my deepest, truest, purest thoughts and emotions, for better or for worse. So it actually kind of kills me that you don't know already, even though I don't want to tell you. I know that doesn't make any sense. But anyways, here it goes. Whenever I think of you, particularly when thinking of you is prompted by absolutely nothing, no thought or image or song that reminds me of you, no word or phrase or scenario that triggers the image of you in my mind, whenever I think of you at random and completely against my will, as every fiber of my being fights time itself in a futile effort to remain in the past, in the beloved previous moment when I wasn't thinking of you, when I was taking not thinking of you for granted. Whenever I think of you, the space under my tongue begins to sweat, and a rising tide of saliva causes my tongue to move backwards towards my throat and form a slightly cupped shape, and then do a sort of scooping motion, moving forward until it's pushing the saliva along with itself past my teeth, out of my lips, and suddenly, without realizing it, without having any control over it at all, I'm drooling down my chin, my neck, and my chest, with my tongue hanging out like a dog, like a trained pet, as if I've been conditioned to lube you up with my mouth right before you fuck me, as if you've trained me to coat your cock with my tongue at a moment's notice, like I'm your anxious, obedient puppy, readying myself to take you inside me, whichever hole you want. I'm just waiting eagerly for you to decide what to do with me, patiently awaiting your next command so I can obey you as quickly as possible and move on to the next task. You're not even around, but my body is so dedicated to you that it wants to desperately show off for you, to show you how ready I am. Tempt you with my wet, slick holes again. Silently begging you to fuck my face like you used to, silently saying, "See? I'm still your good girl." And I am. I am still your good girl. I'm still yours, whether I like it or not. My body has already decided that without me. You conditioned me to be your good girl. And now I am. And I don't think that's ever going to go away. This deep, aching desire to please you, to exhibit myself for you, to remind you that my body reacts to the very idea of your presence in the same way it reacts to your actual presence. The same way it reacts when you're right in front of me, standing over me, saying, "Show me. Show me why I should give a shit about you." And I know that's my cue to spread my holes open for your thorough inspection. My mouth first, then my pussy. Then I drag my pussy juices to my asshole, pushing two fingers into it, and out of it, and into it again, over and over until you tell me to stop. The entire time I'm hoping that you choose one of them to use and to come inside of. You could go anywhere, do anything, fuck anyone else. You could just leave the room and jerk off to porn instead, leaving me wet, desperate, crying, confused. You've done it before. I crawled after you, on my hands and knees. I watched you and touched myself, only to be punished for moaning too loud and distracting you from your porn. While you inspect me, I wish, I hope, and I pray in those moments that you decide one of my holes is worth your time. I don't even believe in God, but I frantically pray for your mercy, your attention, your touch, your fuck, your cum. I pray that one of my holes gets used to squeeze your cock, to jerk it off. I want to be your warm, wet little masturbator toy that cleans itself up after you're done with it, after you've tossed it aside. Whenever I think of you, I anticipate you as if you were walking towards me right now, and I only have seconds to prepare. Drooling, tongue out, knees weak, buckling until I'm on the floor where I belong, submitting to you. Wondering if I'll taste another girl's pussy on your cock. Wondering if you'll be looking at me while you use me. Or if you'll be watching porn on your phone while you're inside of me. Putting your hand over my mouth, telling me to shut the fuck up so you can hear the girls in the videos. I'm wondering these things in my mind, but we both know that I don't really care. I don't need you to be loving or caring or polite or loyal. As long as you choose me, in that moment, I don't care what else you do. As long as you choose me, as long as you choose me to touch, to put to use, to pleasure yourself with, I don't care about the rest. God, your touch. If you just touched me right now, I would come. Your needy little bitch would come for you right now. And all you would have to do is stand over my naked body. Tell me how cute my whimpers are and how pathetic I am. For being so hopelessly addicted to you. Oh, and then just absent-mindedly run the backs of your fingers across my chest, over my tits, softly flicking my nipples as you go, pleasuring me so effortlessly, like you barely even care. You barely even care, but it's having this intense effect on me, the most intense effect that anything has ever, ever had on me. You know that's exactly what I need to lose control. That's exactly what I need to come. I need to see how effortlessly you control me. The bare minimum, the bare fucking minimum of your attention, your affection, makes me so fucking crazy and pushes me right over the edge. That's what I need. Just those light touches. Oh, maybe while you scroll your phone or something. Barely paying attention to me, knowing that if you give me any more attention, oh, it'll just turn me off. Fuck. That's what I need you to do right now. I wish you were here. Oh, I wish you were here so bad. I wish you were here to just give me that little bit of attention. Ignoring me 90%. Oh, I miss it so much. That's what I need. I need it so bad. Oh, you know just what to do. And you know just what not to do. Oh, and I wish you were doing it right now. Oh, if you just touched me. If you just touched me, fuck. Just a little touch is what I need. Fuck. Oh, God.